There you go. Okay. Go to the Meshechafa points out that the parasha begins with the extra phrase of Zeh HaDomar. Rashi points it out, Meidaber Moshe Rashi HaMatos of Bnei Yisrael Leymor. Zeh HaDomar Shetziv HaShem. Zeh HaDomar Shetziv HaShem is extraneous. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, the only Navi that would spoke with Zeh HaDomar. All the other Nevi'im used the language as Moshe Rabbeinu did with Kol Amar Hashem, but Moshe Rabbeinu, his presentation was entirely so absolutely precisely what God said. He could say Zeh HaDomar. Every other Navi had a vision, so he could only say Koy. This is what it sounds like. So the Meshech Chochma takes this to another level because he says there are three other situations where the pasuk says Zeh HaDomar. When it comes to the Miluim in the end of Tzav, when it comes to the Binyan HaMishkan, and when it comes to the Mon. So the next question is, so why are these four items, why do they get the introduction to the Nevuah of Zeh HaDomar? When it comes to the Korbanos HaYom HaShmini, when it comes to the dedication of the gifts, the Mishkan and the end of Shmos, the Yakel, and when it comes to the setting aside in Mishalach, the section of the Mon and Mishmeres. So the Meshech Chochma says, well, those three items are one time events. Zeh HaDomar, this is happening to you. No other generation is going to have this din. And he brings a raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that when it comes to the din of not the Iser, of marrying out of the Shevet, with the concern that they may end up spreading out the Nachla to other Shvatim. So that also, the Gemara says that since the Torah says Zeh HaDomar in the end of this week's parsha, when it comes to the Benos Tzalavchad, the Gemara says that also says Zeh HaDomar, this generation. So the and similarly when it comes to din of Basar Taiva. So Ulam Zeh HaDomar departures Nadarim, but the Meshech Chochma says this principle, which the Gemara establishes, when it comes to din of not spreading out the Nachla, it works for all of the other occasions of Zeh HaDomar, but it does not work for Parshas Nedarim. So why should Parshas Nedarim get the phrase Zeh HaDomar? The Parshas Nedarim is Lidarais. So he explains that it's true that the Parshas Nedarim is Lidarais, but there is an element of the Parshas Nedarim which is unique for that generation. What was that? He said because the B'masa Zimri, the event that is going to bring about the second parsha of the laning, the parsha of the Melchemes Midyan, came as a result of the Mice of Zimri, the end of Parsha's Balak. Hasiba Shalai Nesar Yayin Amoni Bamidbar. Umishum Yainam Bol of Neseyim Uladavar Acher. So he says that if there was nus, that means they were partying. The boys and girls didn't get together. They had a party a little bit. When they were partying, they got a little bit shicker. So then the Moavi women were able to take advantage of the situation. And first nus, then avodah zarah. Now, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say that make an Easter of Stam Yenom, which was made later on, if he saw that they're about to party, to make an Easter of Stam Yenom, it worked for Chazal later on. So he said he couldn't do that. because there was a Hayroah Shah. The Gemara says that all the wine that they had in the Mishkan was Stam Yainam. So he says a very interesting idea, Mashiach HaMashiach said, you cannot bring Yayin to the Mizbeach and then say that this is Osir out there in the Bigvulin. So now they were stuck with the wine. So now he says so the Zinus which happened came together with the inability of the leadership of Klal Yisrael to help the Jews make Suyagim. So now he's saying, L'chein amor l'roshei amatois, k'yir shiyasus yagim nadarim. You have to teach the leadership that they have to understand that there are times when they have to make precautions. They have to have suyagim. And the classic example of that is Nadar v'nadavos, l'bli l'shtos yayin, k'dei shayom v'l'nuchsho mizeh, k'may shakara l'nasi zimri, shakinikin ha-shvotai, u'bo l'ma she'ira, v'inyan, Muskal v'nachayin. Right? It's always interesting when one of the great svarim says, "This time I got it right. This is the good one." Right? Klayakar says, "V'de dover yakar." So it's so you have the goin of the meshach chachma, and he put aside all of his humility, and he said, "I want you to know this one is I nailed it. I nailed this one." L'chein nemar zeh adover. But now you understand the ga'inus of this Meshech Chachma, because one of the strange things about the Parsha is the sequence of events. We have the Parsha on the Nedarim, and then right after the Parsha on the Nedarim, it's almost like an interruption. We have the Kom Dikmas B'nei Yisrael, Mesa B'nyanim. So, what are Nedarim doing over here? Why are the Nedarim addressed to the Roshei Matos? Vayidavir Moshe Roshei Matos, only time in Chumash. So the Meshech Chachma pulls it all together and says that they didn't make Suyagim, they didn't make the Nedarim. The leadership was stuck. They didn't know how to do this. So, Vayidaber Moshe al Roshei HaMatos of Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Musar Haskel, leadership has to know how to make suyagim, how to make, and where does the Rebbeinu Shem give us this din? In the parsha of Nedarim. Zeh Adavar. So now there's an element of the parsha of the Nedarim, which is uniquely suited to that door, to that generation. All right? Zeh Dover Nochem. And then there's a very beautiful Meshech Chachma. We can pick up, we can just continue. We just pointed out. We look at the next parsha. So the parsha begins, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe l'mor nekom dikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha'midyanim achar te'yaseif el amecha." And then this is nikmas b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe speaks to Klal Yisrael. Hashem speaks to Moshe. Nikmas b'nei Yisrael. Look what he notices. Vayidaber Moshe only more. Get the Jews to fight. L'seis nikmas Hashem b'midyan. See, Meshech Chachma picked this up. And look what he points out. Yitachain, first, it's a sideboard. The next, Yitachain is possible that the reason why Melchemes Midyan could not happen after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah goes out of its way to say that take revenge of Midyanim, achar, and then one's going to die. So Rashi points out that you see how concerned Klal Yisrael was. You see how Moshe Rabbeinu was. That Moshe Rabbeinu knew this was his last act, So a lesser person would have said, nope, okay, so I'm not going to, I'll push this off, I'll delay, I'll get an extension. I can't, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not taking me back until we do Midian. He didn't drag his feet. Kadosh Baruch Hu said Midian, he does it right away. Says the Meshech Chochma, you know what you're stressing? That Moshe Rabbeinu had a negius when it came to Midian. So if the battle with Midian would have waited till after Moshe would have died, so you Oimim, they would have said, Shekol Yemei Moshe, that as long as Moshe is around, Midian was protected. Levisha Moshe Echnif Lahem. We would have had a beautiful vort, right? What would our vort would have been? Would have been Akoras Atoiv. We would have said, just like Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take us to Mata and hit the water and couldn't hit the... So we would have had all the gavort. But apparently we also would have had cynics who would have said, no, Moshe kind of deal. He was protecting. So in order that the Lahitzi me Liban Shalah cynics, we had to do it while he was alive. But the beautiful Meshech Chochma that I wanted to look at is the next one. L'seis nikmas Hashem b'Midyan. Right? The Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're going to avenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's nikmas Hashem b'Midyan? They say nikmas Yisrael, we get it. Nikmas Yisrael is that Bilam did a terrible thing to us, and we're taking the Kama. What's the Kama of the Ribbon Shalom? So again, before Shem say that the Kama of Klal Yisrael is the Kama of Hashem. Look what he says. Hainuchil Shemay Bagoyim. The Nikmas Hashem means that the Jews are concerned about the way that the Ribbon Shalom is perceived amongst the nations. And isn't it interesting that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Ki Uchosh Al Domon Shel Yisrael. Meshech Chochma points out, this is the vort that's usually said on Pesach, right? That we call Pesach Chagam Matzos. No, we call Pesach Pesach, and Hashem calls it Chagam Matzos. So this is the vort. He says that when Hashem spoke to Moshe, he says, I'm concerned about Nikmas B'nei Yisrael. When Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael, I'm concerned about Nikmas Hashem B'Midyan. It says in Meshech Chochma, Ki Uchosh, Kadosh Baruch Hu was concerned about Klal Yisrael. Keina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mivakesh L'Yo Tzadikim Ra'an. Now, he says an interesting vort. Right? This is the vort. The vort he says is, as you see from the Pasuk of here, that Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu was concerned about Klal Yisrael, that they shouldn't be seen as the ones who were taken advantage of Beit Bilam, and Klal Yisrael wants to restore the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there shouldn't be a nation that seems to have taken advantage of the Ribbono Shel Olam people. Fine. Then he says, I'll give you another vort of the same idea. He says the following. He says that when it comes to tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comfortable with tzaddikim getting a raw deal in this world. Why? Because in the Olam HaEmes, he's going to give him a great deal. Sheyofe sha'achas bo'olam haba mikol chai olam hazeh. He says, all right, Mishan Ovei says that a rough deal over here, but it's worth it, because what they get in the Olam HaEmes, unbelievable. V'yikablu al ha'aveiros ha'oinish v'olam hazeh, so the ein odom ba'aretz asher yaseh tov liyechta, he gets an oinish over here, all right, he's getting more olam haba. Amol ha'sadikim chosim al chil Hashem yizbarach, but he says, but tzaddikim, so they say, ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to give them yisurin in the Olam HaEmes rather in this world. It'll be much tougher, but they get to protect the Kadosh Baruch Hu's reputation, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's reputation is going to be a hard sell when tzaddikim have it difficult in this world. So he says, that's what the Gemara says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Ani amarti, Hosea says, I said the Gemara says, Hosea said that I will take care of them in the Elam Hazeh so that they'll get the Elam Haba. V'heimer dibur with the tzaddikim, because Baruch Hu says that, tzaddikim were not makabel. Adam Rav Papi, Shrei de Rava, the Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ani Amarti Ayasrein BeYisurin BeOlam Hazeh Kedei Shechazku Zerisein BeOlam Haba VeElai Choshu Rav Perush Sheheim Yechashvu Shiro Lachoyt Shema Yizbarach. So that's the source comes from this source. Comes from the psukim. Now there's another Mishnah Chof, which I'll just finish up with, about Bilam. Oh, here it is. Ve'yiktzev Moshe.
Amar Aleph Tezayin.
Which one?
Lamed Aleph Tezayin.
Yeah. Okay. Lamed Aleph Tezayin. Okay. All right. So when Moshe criticizes that they came back and they didn't take care of the women, he said, "Hey, heina oyu livnei Yisrael bidvar bilam limsor mal Hashem." What's the dvar bilam? So we understand the dvar bilam to be that Bilam said, "This God hates znus. Get him involved in this, and you have them." So the Mishnah Chochma says, "Both to pshat chumash," because that's not mentioned in chumash. Yitochin ki darchi atayra livilti sor miderach atayra af kimole shal. That Masha'en King Bilam says that our understanding is Kadosh Baruch Hu expects a certain discipline. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a midas hadin, takes us to task when we err, even if we err in a small way. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mevater, and he holds tzaddikim responsible for Nasaira. So Bilam didn't say that. Masha'en King Bilam. Bilam said, no, because Baruch Hu loves us. Everything's midas arachamli. He bid oven b'yakayv. Af im choytim, ein meisim leiv lehem, ve'ein no ma'anisham. Because Baruch Hu doesn't see our averus. So that means Bilam was convincing us, because Baruch Hu was a vatran, because Baruch Hu will let things go. Maraya, Kel Moitzimi Mitzrayim. Aye, the Malachim said, Halolu Oyne Mizara. To us a Melach boy. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Eino Makbid. Kimoi Shara in a Makbid may Ra'al Chavei Rosimenu. Just like a friend is not Makbid. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our good friend, it's not Makbid. Mulachain, Song Dulabal Po'or. And then he says, and that messed us up. Because we drank the Kool-Aid. We said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be patient with us. Don't have to worry about our virus. We said, Shomer B'medrash, Reish Parshas Devarim, Merchiach La'odom, Achrichein, Yimotze Mimachlik Loshem. That Shomer Melech said that if you give Musar, that's better than the one who gives, who's always very generous. Who's the epitome of the generous person? Bilam, Shehechlik Loshon Yisrael. He always made the Gval, the Goma Libam, the Naflu Beshitim. This is an interesting conversation. Bizmanenu Onu. Because there's one of the Mahalchim that becomes much more prevalent in our Tkufa. Is the stressing of the unconditional love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for every Jew. It's an emes, but it has to be understood. It doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold to take us to task, and Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make us responsible. So this very, very delicate balance of being aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ava, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Tzidduk HaDin, and at the same time saying, but that doesn't cut us slack lechatchila, only cuts us slack for the Evet. So that's the delicate balance of that Bilam got us trapped into. So those are three ha'aros we made to the Meshech Chochma. The first ha'ara about the uniqueness of this particular parsha. What is Nedarim doing over here? The unique contribution to the Nedarim, to the charge to leadership. And they have to provide suyagim. They have to provide the extra discipline to Klal Yisrael, which was not present in the Midbar because they could not do it with the wine. Then the Chiva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael have for each other. That Midyan was, we were taking Nikmas Hashem, and Hashem was taking Nikmas B'nai Yisrael. And then the third piece, that what was really the Dvar Bilam? The Dvar Bilam was that Bilam had convinced us that we can do no wrong. And once we got convinced we could do no wrong, so then we got messed up. And we weren't careful.
Here's your question. According to this last piece, he makes it sound like B'nai Yisrael heard the brachos that Bilam said.
Yeah.
Is that, I never understood it that way.
Really? You don't think they hear the psukim that is in Chumash?
Not at the moment that he said them. He was standing out of the camp from a distance away. I mean, what kind of voice did he have?
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you were saying that they heard the clawless.
No.
No, you're saying they didn't hear anything at all.
Then how could they hear anything?
They didn't hear anything at all. So it wasn't recorded there until, I don't know. I never thought about it. They didn't, you don't think?
The Pasuk in Devarim says that Moshe says, right? It wasn't, I don't know the chronology, but the Pasuk in Devarim, I think Moshe says, remember what, or Rabbi Pearl, you'll know the Pasuk better than I.
Yeah.
So when at some point they heard about it, I don't know the chronology between where we are now and that.
Yeah, but he's saying, according to the Meshech Chochma, he heard it mamish in lifetime.
Yeah.
How could they hear? He's off some distance away.
Yeah. What's the alternative? What's the alternative? How did they find out about it? On the Pinavua.
Yeah. Moshe told them.
Yeah.
When Moshe told them to put it in the Chumash.
And Moshe only knew about Pinavua, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody says that, no?
Who was that? I'm sorry?
For some reason, I have it floating around in my brain that somebody says that this entire parsha was written just through Hashem telling Moshe what happened, because they had no way of knowing what was going on, because it was
That's why they wanted to make the parsha, the third parsha of Kriyat Shema.
Right. So that's why it's a separate parsha, because it was. Okay, interesting horror. Okay, very well. It's a good horror.
See if
go back to the old pshat, Chazal's pshat. The Dvar Bilam was the was Mashal telling the Bnei Amay. Okay, Rabbi Linsky, good to see you.
It's good to be here. Yeah.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you for the share. I got the announcements. And,
Somebody signed you up for the emails. Okay.
So yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. So have a good Shabbos.
Good night, Shabbos.
Shabbos.